Nathaniel and Alyssa Wilson, if you could come up here. Nathaniel and Alyssa are Chi Alpha missionaries at Washington State University in Washington State. Nathaniel grew up here in southern Idaho and was a part of one of our sister churches. You guys want to grab stools? I should have grabbed stools for them. I'm going to make them grab their own stools. And last summer, Nathaniel and Alyssa answered this call to follow God wherever he would lead, and he led them to Wazoo, and they have been serving this school year, and there's a special thing happening this week that we're going to tell you about in a minute. And in addition to Nathaniel and Alyssa, I'd like to invite Pastor Bill Seal to come on up here. Bill is the Chi Alpha missionary at Boise State University, and Bill has been here for a few years ministering to the Bronco Nation that meets down at on Broadway there at the university, and And so we're just going to have a conversation this morning about Chi Alpha and about what it's like to be brand new missionaries who haven't even got a year into this thing yet, and what it's like to be a seasoned missionary and minister who knows the ropes and has been around, and God has already bore fruit and led him in some powerful ways. So you guys mind if we just have a little conversation here and let you in on this moment? So, first of all, Pastor Bill, if you could just start off, and I know you have some slides, because we kind of tipped them off on what was going on. So Marianne, if you're able to get them up there. Bill, tell us a little bit about Chi Alpha, what, you do in Chi Alpha, and maybe like what a week looks like, or,
thanks, Pastor.
What's your day job?
Okay. So. Every day is quite unique on any university campus, and every campus is unique. We lead with Jesus every day, and that's really our main purpose. Our sort of our driving motto, if you will, our driving vision statement at Chi Alpha is to reconcile students to Christ. And reconciliation, of course, is just the restoring of a broken relationship, one broken because of sin. And we have the great joy to go to campus environments and to engage students in conversation and talk about how Jesus is able to restore them, and they can have an amazing relationship with the Lord. And so some of the things that we could just quickly highlight through our PowerPoint.
It doesn't look like it's working.
Oh, may not be working.
No.
I do. Because I'm seasoned.
Yeah, we've
always said that.
You are ready in season and out of season. That's what makes you seasoned.
They call them veterans.
Well, in short, like I was saying, our goal is to really build relationships and then talk about Jesus. Same thing that hopefully you're doing, whether you're working, whether you're retired, in school. This is the mission that Jesus has given us all, correct? And so it is our purpose to try to establish relationships. We can do that in lots of different ways. We may do that through activities, events. We could do that in what we call the quad, which is sort of just an open area where a lot of different groups express their views, try to engage students in current conversation. And so that's one of our purposes, is just to say, hey, Jesus is alive. He wants to love you, and you can know him and know his grace. And so every day we're just trying to build relationships in various different ways.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Bill. So this week, Nathaniel and Alyssa are here with a team of students. We have Sabby, Gabby, Josh, and Tim sitting over here. They're students from Wazoo, and they're on a missions trip during their spring break. How many of you would like to give up your spring break to go on a missions trip? Isn't that cool? That's great. You know, there's so many students in the world who are, you know, going and destroying their lives over spring break, and these students have decided to give their lives to someone else over spring break. And what an awesome thing. And you know, this ministry of Chi Alpha is something that happens because of relationship. Bill said that he's all about relationship, and this happens out of relationship. So Nathaniel, tell me about when you and Bill first had a relationship.
So Bill, you've been here in Boise for what, 5 or 6 years now?
Yeah.
So I
got involved almost right from the beginning. I think his second semester on campus, I was a student at the College of Western Idaho. And so each week I drove to Boise State and was a part of Chi Alpha. And I loved that. And then when I finished my associate's degree, I transferred to U of I, where I jumped right in with Chi Alpha again. And that's led me to WSU to do this internship. But I met Bill through, he was the Chi Alpha pastor, met him at church, and I was like, I'm a college student. I should probably do that.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's through this, it's how God works, is he works through the church to train someone up who goes to a university, who can get involved in a ministry like this, then outreach to other people. And through Nathaniel's own experience in Chi Alpha and through his wife's call to missions, now they're on the field doing this thing. And so would you guys tell us a little bit about what it is you do at Wazoo? Bill's already talked about the relations part. Maybe you could give us a few examples of what you guys do.
So we are currently interns at Washington State University. So there's only a few internship programs in the nation. So we are there as interns. So part of what we do is studies. We study theology and study. We're really like learning and training how to become pastors and campus pastors specifically. And then we lead small groups every week. So one of the girls is here. I'm going to call her out. She's in my small group. And so that's really great because we meet in small groups. We are a ministry of small groups. We are all about being in small groups, being in community, being in relationship. And with your small group, a lot of times you will meet one-on-one with every person in your small group, or at least most of the people in your small group. So I meet one-on-one with over half of the girls that are in my small group every week because I want them to know that I love them and I care about them. And we call that one-on-one discipleship. And so it's just like you would meet with your friend and you would talk with him. And in this, it's really an intentional time for us to talk about Jesus and talk about our lives and really grow together. And then we also have a weekly service gathering that we invite students to. And that's where all of our small groups kind of join together for one big service every week. And it's a lot of fun. We have lots of events and we do outreach on campus. And we're always trying to be relational and build friendships with people. It really starts with that. You always have room for one more friend in your life. And that's kind of what we're about.
Awesome. So Nathaniel and Alyssa, what are some challenges this first year as interns and, you know, newlyweds, recent college graduates? Yeah. I mean, it kind of was, I remember when you were here last summer, it was like that week you were moving, married, answering the call to missions, itinerating to raise money. Like it was all this really intense time. So what challenges have you faced through this process?
Well, kind of just that. Everything is new. And I wasn't a part of Chi Alpha. I went to Evangel University in Springfield. And so I was not a part of Chi Alpha. And so everything was like so new. I was married. I was a college graduate. All of a sudden, I'm on Washington State's campus with these awesome Cougs. And I was like, what in the world am I doing? I was like, what is this? Everything was so new. It was a new place. I had a new husband. I had a new ministry. It was like, what? I got up every day and I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, I would like sit the first few staff meetings we had. I'm like, I literally don't know what you're saying. It's like you're speaking another language. I felt so lost. Wow. And that was like a really big challenge, especially for me not knowing Chi Alpha and being at a state school. I'm like, why are they partying? It's Monday. Like, what is going on? So there were a lot of various challenges.
Yeah.
in those areas.
Yeah. And even being a part of Chi Alpha, I moved 15 miles across the border to a different campus, completely new experience. I knew nobody. I didn't know the campus. I didn't know what people were like. I went from being someone who, yeah, I can plan a Bible study and meet with a couple guys, to I'm now doing that as well as studying theology and being an example towards our other student leaders of what they could one day become. And it's just a lot of new not pressure, but a higher standard we are called to. We're no longer just students. We are missionaries. This is our job. So it's kind of like, I don't really have anything to fall back onto. I have to be good at this.
Yeah, right. Pastor Bill, what kind of challenges are you facing at BSU?
Well, Boise State is a commuter campus. And so 90% of all the students at Boise State don't live on campus. Mm-hmm. And so they typically, the student, they come and then they leave. And so it's a challenging environment to kind of capture their attention while they're there. And so, you know, we have to just trust that the Holy Spirit is using us, whether it's that individual that lives in Caldwell, and yet in a few moments in the quad, we can pray with them, we can share Jesus with them. We may never see them at a Chi Alpha gathering.
Right.
But we're sharing the gospel, and that's really the main purpose. And so we have to just trust the Lord to make our days and our contacts providential.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we can be praying for that.
Yeah, pray. I mean, you know, I don't really know how to change that, except that they are going to be building, they are currently building more campuses, more dorms on campus. It's going to be a large honors college. It's right now underway. That helps. The more residential campus environment we have, hopefully it creates more of a culture where students want to be on campus and they don't see it as just sort of like a job.
Yeah.
It's like I go there and then I can't wait to leave.
To leave, yeah.
And
go back to the rest of my life.
You know, pray also, Boise State does not do a really great job graduating their students. And so Boise State has a 28% graduation rate.
Mm.
So I'll let that sink in for just a minute. Okay, we all like to take shots at the Vandals, right? But the U of I graduates 60% of their students.
Wow.
In contrast to 28.
Okay.
So there again, that's another challenge. Sometimes we get about a two-year window.
Yeah.
Like a community college. And then students, they may drop out, they may relocate, things like that.
So they're coming and going weekly and daily because they don't live on campus, but they're also not sticking around for that full four-year experience.
Correct.
So the moments that you have with each student are really more amplified. They're a little more intense.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I say something, Brad? So similar to Bill, at WSU, we have very few students that actually live on campus. And it's actually really hard to live on campus multiple years because there's not enough room for the incoming freshman class. So it's really hard for us to establish relationships. We have that first freshman year window, and then students move off campus where they live in their apartment and they come to campus and they may hang out more. But we have that 1 year to really meet them. So that's a struggle we've been having. But the students that do live on campus are very isolated. We have a lot of students that are choosing to live in single dorm rooms, and they just don't want to be a part of community. They don't want to have an outside life. They're comfortable in their circle of going to class, coming home. They have a routine. We're trying to break that and share Jesus with them.
Wow. Yeah, that's some big obstacles. Today we're going to be talking about fear in Nehemiah chapter 6, and I brought this up to them, and Alyssa kind of mentioned that, you know, there's been some moments this year where the challenges that you've been facing you've had to battle some fear. Would you share a few of those?
Yeah, I mean, kind of, I guess, sharing my challenges in general, it was a lot of fear and anxiety and worry that people weren't going to like me. All of a sudden, like, I'm with all these people who don't know my skills, they don't know anything about me, and I'm going to have to build a relationship with them and be a leader and a mentor, kind of like Nathaniel described, but they don't know who I am. And I kind of wanted to like hide behind that, just be like, yeah, I'm here. And just really, even on campus in the beginning, there's a lot of outreach that happens because we're trying to meet new students. And that can be really scary coming from a very strong Christian environment to being somewhere where most people are not Christians. And I was like, yeah, I'm a Christian. And then I'd like run away. And or like, yeah, so do you want to hang out with me? And just really being very timid and shy and scared. And each week we go stand or sit on the mall, which is kind of where everyone walks to get to class, and by the student union building. And we hold these free prayer signs and we just stand there, sit there and like wait for people to come. And every week I'm like, God, please give me the strength to do this. Cause it's really scary. You don't know what kind of people you're going to encounter on campus. And there's people who are like, you are nuts. And like, why do you believe in God? And like asking you all these crazy questions. And other people are like, can you pray for my dog? Like, I just don't know. So there's like a variety of things, and it's intimidating coming from a completely different situation, being put somewhere and have to like share the love of Jesus. But then I'm like dealing with like, well, what if they don't like me? What if, you know, all these other insecurities can't come up more often than I'd like to admit, I guess.
And so when you're facing those kind of fears and when that insecurity is coming up, what do you do? Where do you look? What support do you have that helps you to overcome that and to continue to pursue what God's called you to do?
I realize, like, in those moments, especially when I feel, like, really insecure or really inadequate to be doing what I'm doing, or I just spent some time on campus and every encounter was awful, those moments I realize that I'm like, well, I need to spend some time with Jesus, because I have been relying on my own strength that whole time. I let those things creep in, and I realized that I was really relying on myself and my skills and, like, my personality and what are they going to think of me, as opposed to really relying on the Holy Spirit to work in my life and to work in their life, because obviously God had brought them into my life for a reason. And so in those moments, I really have to go, like, take some time and just really pray and read the Word and ask for God's Spirit to really be with me, so that I can be empowered by the Holy Spirit and not be doing it on my own.
Awesome. Thank you, Alyssa, for sharing that. That's awesome. Nathaniel, can you tell us a little bit about why you guys are here this week, what exactly you're doing with Boise State?
So something we want to teach in Chi Alpha is missions. There's kind of a statement, every student prays, every student gives, and every student would go. So every student would pray for missions and pray about the future. Every student would give, they would support financially. And then we ask that every student would pray about going on a missions trip, whether it's overseas or during spring break. So we are leading a team of 4 students that have answered that call and are giving up their spring break to be missionaries to Boise State University. So we're partnering with Bill and his staff and their students and reaching their campus, trying to teach our students what it is to do campus ministry a little more in depth, as well as partner with Boise State and help them try new things out that maybe they haven't thought of, or maybe try things that haven't worked on our campus, and maybe they'll be good to help Bill. We don't know.
Wow, that's great, Bill. They're bringing you ideas that didn't work.
It's an experiment.
It really is. It's a learning experiment. We are, Alyssa and I are experimenting on another new campus of what it is to be missionaries. We're teaching our students what it's like to be missionaries on a different campus. And this is kind of like one of our final projects during our internship, is leading the missions trip, because in the future, Alyssa and I will be leaving WSU possibly and going to a different campus to do campus missions. So this is kind of our final test.
Okay. Yeah. maybe culminating project. Yeah. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Awesome. So Bill, could you tell us a little bit about some good stuff that's been going on at BSU? Like, you shared with us some challenges and you told us what you're trying to do, but tell us some way. I know there's some things that have been happening recently, especially. So.
Yeah, thanks. If we can just flip through a couple of the slides and just kind of help me get focused, I wanted to draw your attention to this. CAFA, one of the things we are excited about, in any campus environment, there are internationals from all over the planet. And Boise State, they say that there are over 60 nations and 60 countries that are represented.
Wow.
And we built a recent partnership with a ministry called International Students Incorporated, and they have a large influence at Boise State that they have earned over a long period of time. Great ministry. And so the university gives them quite a lot of favor, quite actually. And so we have been building a partnership with them because we want to be more involved with internationals. And so we helped them just this last Wednesday night. We served over 60 internationals, and I was told there was over a dozen countries represented. And particularly a couple of our ladies on staff have quite a heart and ministry toward Arabic women, which is takes a lot of time, a lot of trust, and it's a very specific kind of ministry. And if we could see the next slide. So here's some guys, and on the left side there, you'll see Ray. He's one of my new friends from Taiwan. I also began a brand new men's conversation group with the intensive English program at Boise State, and they bring the students to us.
Wow.
And so instead of us having to, like, run people down in the quad and say, would you like to talk to me? And, you know, I kind of got that creeper thing going at my age. You know what I mean? So, hey, can I talk to you? You know, it's distancing.
Yeah.
But you know what? And internationals think that age is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I started a men's conversation group. And so once a week, I meet with students that are wanting to learn how to speak English.
Wow.
And so they're at the end of a series right now. But we're still going to get new students this coming Thursday. I'll be meeting brand new students. Anyway, so Ray is from Taiwan. He's super gregarious, loves to be social. And next to him is Yutaro. Yutaro is from Japan. And Yutaro is a Buddhist, and yet he came to our fall retreat for Chi Alpha this last semester. And he heard the gospel throughout the entire weekend. Fantastic. And then our oldest son, Zach, you know Jared plays guitar up here. But our oldest son, Zach, he's a Boise State grad. He always wears U of A stuff. I'm not really sure why. But he's from Tucson. But anyway, so you'll see Devin next to him, Calvin, and then Cortland. Cortland's a CUNA guy. And just about 2 winters ago, Cortland went to one of our Chi Alpha events we call SALT and made a decision to follow Christ. And so,
great.
So those are some of the current things that are happening. It seems like God is really opening some new doors, exciting doors for international ministry.
Yeah, and it sounds like that community that is lacking at Boise State is now being handed to you. Well, in some really cool ways.
Yeah, one thing you don't have to train an international about, and that's community.
Yeah.
Because almost any other community, any other people group outside of America, like white America,
yeah,
right? Honestly, they understand community.
Yeah.
Right? They live community every day. And so, yeah, it's something they anticipate. And just a quick side note about ministering internationals, they don't understand why we won't invite them into their homes. Just to throw that out there. And so if you ever wondered, how could I ever engage an international? If you have a dining table and food,
they're there.
As simple as it is. You just need to invite them in. So
that would probably work for most of your neighbors, too, and your coworkers, actually, if we would just have the courage to...
If we went to their cultures, they would find food. I mean, my wife and I could tell you, we were in Argentina years ago. And we were in an impoverished apartment complex, and they dug for the most food they could possibly provide for us.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they understand
hospitality
and community and all those things that we really need to recapture.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we need to recapture that. Well, thank you. Is there anything you guys wanted to add before that you felt like you wanted to say?
Yeah, I guess some victories that we have a team of students here that are giving up their spring break. And not only do we have one team, we sent a second team to Seattle to work with some dinner churches and the homeless population.
Oh, that's awesome.
And our school has not sent missions trips over spring break in the last 5 years. And this year we're sending 2.
Wow. Great.
As well as sending a team to Vietnam over the summer. So it's just really cool to see. We went from nothing to now 3 trips.
Wow, praise God for that. Great discipleship and training opportunity. Well, church, could you pray with me for the Wilsons, Nathaniel and Alyssa, and Bill and Debbie Seal, who we see every Sunday. They're a part of us, but we're happy to pray and intercede for them, for the ministries that they are involved with and the students that they represent. Let's pray. Church, you know how to pray. Lift up your voices in prayer for these needs that you heard about today. Lord, we come to you with humble hearts. God, we know that your will is that everyone in the world would have the opportunity to receive you as their Savior. Your will is that none would perish. And God, we just come alongside Nathaniel and Alyssa and Bill and Debbie and the teams and the university Chi Alpha ministries that they represent. God, we intercede for them. That you would guard and protect their families and their marriages, that you would set their feet on solid ground, that the attacks of the enemy, whether it's discouragement or insecurity, accusations, whether it's fear, Lord, that you would stand as the front and rear guard to protect them, to stand them up strong in the faith with a boldness that comes only through the power of the Holy Spirit, that they would not rely on their own strength and their own understanding, but that they would rest in the power and the equipping knowledge of the Holy Spirit to invade these dark places. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunities that have opened up at BSU, especially in this international community. God, we pray that you would continue to pour out your favor there, that these Buddhist and Muslim students that are being befriended by the Chi Alpha team, Lord, that friendship would grow to become a decision to follow Christ, just as Cortland made that decision at SALT last year. And Lord, we pray for the other opportunities that Bill doesn't even know about yet that are about to come. Lord, would you prepare every step and ordain every moment that he would be able to see what you're doing and follow your will. And Lord, for Alyssa and Nathaniel, it sounds like this year of internship is coming to an end, and there's going to be a little bit more uncertainty about whether to stay at Wazoo or find another campus. And so we specifically pray for them as a couple, that you would give them clarity, that you would open up opportunities that would give them a clear idea about what it is that you're trying to do in their life. And Lord, we pray for the Washington State University campus and all the students that they get to minister to and the ones that are traveling with them this week to reach out at BSU. Lord, equip them, train them, give them a heart for your mission field. Give them a heart for reaching the lost and the least and the last in our community. God, we pray for open doors on the campus this week that never existed before, for encounters that would grow quickly into trust and that would be established in the truth. And so, Lord, we just ask for your favor and your direction this week for both teams and for your continued provision through the rest of the school year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Would you give these guys a hand and appreciate them?
Thank you.